Did you know that you can live a life that's even better than the highest rank your company has to offer? My name is Emily Gibson. I'm a master network marketer and a certified life coach. There is more beyond the rank. And if you're willing to go with me, I can show you how. Let's go.
Hey there. How are you guys doing today? So good to see you. Hello, hello. Hold on, you guys. It's like bringing on my assistant. Let me change to panelist, Lauren. I don't know why it's doing that. Never seen it do that before. Change. It won't let me put you back, Lauren. But I don't want you in panelist. Change panelist appearance. Oh, good. She hopped out. That was so weird. I've never seen that do that before. Okay, everybody. Tell me if you are here as a guest. Did your upline invite you to this call? Tell me in the chat. I'm a guest. Tell me in the chat. Did your upline invite you? Yes. Jackie says, I'm here as a guest. Shelly, Lisa. Tanisha, Alexa, Ashley, Olivia, Rosalyn, Christy, Sawyer, Ashley, Misty, Marlene, Crystal. I love it. You guys, it's so good to be with you. I'm Emily, if you don't know who I am, and I am the CEO of Beyond the Rank. I have a downline of 20,000 that I have built over the last decade in my network marketing company. And 2.5 years ago, I decided to launch Beyond the Rank. And Beyond the Rank is the coaching program that your upline is in that gained you access to this call today. So that's why you get to be here. And this is just a bonus call that we're doing just for you guys. So the reason why I created Beyond the Rank is I wish that I would have had this when I was learning how to do network marketing. I have a master coach certification. I have a regular life coaching certification. And then I also have a trauma accreditation. So anything that you've ever dealt with, whether it's childhood abuse, sexual abuse, trauma from network marketing, or maybe like a crazy thing happened to you when you were giving birth to your kids, like all of that. I have training for all of that. I also have a specific emphasis in my accreditation for narcissistic abuse recovery. And then I don't ever talk about this, but I am trained in somatic healing. So that's nervous system healing, stuff like that. So that's a little bit about me. I graduated in elementary education, taught second and third grade before I had my babies. And then I stumbled onto network marketing and built a downline of 20,000, top 15 team in my network marketing company for the last 15 years. And then started my coaching business back in 2017, but launched Beyond the Rank, which is my community that connects network marketers from over 20 different network marketing companies now to have a place where they can learn simple systems that work. And what I've learned over the last decade in the network marketing space is that a lot of people say network marketing is 80% mindset and 20% action. And that's just not true. That's a lie. I disagree with that. Network marketing is 80% action, 20% mindset. And the reason why I believe this is because in order to make lots of money, you must take massive action. And the biggest struggle that I see happen in the network marketing space is inability to take action. How many of you here have ever said the words out loud, I know what to do. I just don't know why I'm doing it, not doing it. How many people here have said that before? Drop a one in the chat if that's you. Yep. Got a lot of yeses, a lot of ones. Anna's got her hand up. Yeah, you're not alone. And so when you get that 20% mindset piece figured out, when you get to the root cause of why you're not taking action, why you're frozen, why you feel numb, why you're not doing it, why you're doing other things instead, then it unlocks your ability to go and just take massive action. And action takers are money makers. That's what they are. That's what you could be. That's what you might be right now. That's what I want to help you unlock to a whole new level. And so today, this call is special just for our executive members and their teams. And I'm going to be coaching three people that signed up ahead of time to be coached today. One of the magical things that you will find as I'm coaching and as you're listening to me coach these three other women is that when you listen to someone else get coached, there's going to be thoughts that you start having, even if you have nothing in common with them. Even if I'm coaching them on something in their business, you're going to start having an idea about something in your business or something about your 8-year-old that's struggling in school or something about your marriage that you never realized before or something about this thing that happened to you in the 8th grade by this girl. And all of a sudden, it's just aha moment occurs. That is what is magical about the type of coaching that I'm trained in, the type of experience that I have. And I'm so excited for you today to have a breakthrough moment on this call. That's what I have prayed for as I have prayed over this call. This is what the initial creation of this call was about, was for you to have an opportunity to come and have a breakthrough moment, whether you're getting coached live or you're listening to someone else get coached live. So let's get to it, shall we? I'm so excited. Okay, so first up, we have, hold on just a minute. First up, we have Kaylee. And I am going to promote her to panelist. Let me find her here. Kaylee. So I'm going to promote her to panelist. And then you're going to see both of us on here. She's going to join. Let me fix my screen. And then we have Shelly on deck and Victoria, you're going to go third. Hi, Kaylee. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Good. We have similar taste, in decor.
Yes. It's not.
My bedroom, I have the almost exact same bed headrest in my room. Yes. And like all the stuff, it's so similar. Crazy.
Yeah. Our colors of our walls look similar too.
Yeah. Well, this one is like the darkest one. I have more of like a gray one in the rest of my house, but in my office, I've got this really like moody green, you know, cause.
Oh, I like it.
Why not? Right.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay. So you're with Green Compass. Yes.
Correct.
Yes. And your upline is Amber.
Correct.
Yes. I love it. Okay. So tell me, do you want to get coached on personal or business today?
Business.
Tell me what's going on in your business.
I would say that my main issue is, and always has been, with network marketing, failure to grow and sustain a team.
Why?
Because the last time I did this, it exploded on me really quickly. I had a large team very quickly, and I didn't know how to lead them or keep them involved. And so it crumbled almost immediately.
So you had all this momentum occur. And how did that make you feel in the moment when it was like blowing up like that?
So excited.
You were excited that it was blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Then how did it fall apart?
I feel like I was honestly in it too much for myself. And so I couldn't wrap my mind around why the people below me couldn't see the opportunity like I did. Mm-hmm. And I had this mindset that everybody that I recruit is going to see it just like I'm seeing it. And they're going to run just like I'm running. And then I realized very quickly that that's not going to be the case at all. And I started individually reaching out like, hey, are you, you know, trying to encourage them, but I don't think I did it correctly. And either that or it just wasn't people that saw the potential. I'm not sure. I did something wrong. Mm-hmm. I also, the company I'm with now, the products have a lot more stickiness to them, I will say. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I feel like that's a different aspect. But as far as the team building aspect, that is my struggle big time.
Do you feel like retention is the problem in both companies, it sounds like?
And recruitment. Like at first, the recruitment blew up, but then it kind of, like, my warm market, I had met it all. And so at that point, I was needing to expand outside my area, outside my network, and that's where I got stuck.
So this is where duplication comes in always, right? Like, we have our warm market, and I would say, I feel like the idea of warm market can sometimes be our most dangerous thought as network marketers, right? Because we think it's like something that you use it up once and then it's gone. Is that how you think of network marketing? Is that how you would consider the term?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, so interesting, because that's not what I believe a warm market is.
Yeah.
Because see, a warm market, I want you to think of, I knew I was going to need my board. Oh, I'm going to grab my board. Stay right there. Okay. Don't go anywhere. I got it. My 8-year-old who's autistic, he loves to draw. Because I've got my microphone with me. I hope. Hold on. I'm coming back. Can you guys still hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay. So he loves to draw and he steals my board all the time. And he draws for hours and hours and hours. So all of his drawings are back here. You can see. Yeah. Okay. So I want to talk about this idea of a warm market, because I think network marketers have it backwards. I think they've got it all switched up and wrong. Okay. So I want to talk about this like a 3-step bucket system. Okay. We've got bucket number 1, bucket number 2, and bucket number 3. Okay. And bucket number 3, this is our warm market. These are the people that already, they know, like, and trust us. We say, my life has been changed by this product. And they literally in the comments are, I want to start. Send me information. I need a link. Tell me what to order. Okay. They are in bucket number 3.
Okay.
And then bucket number 2 are people that have been following us, but they're not really like, they're not like, sign me up. They're like, I know her. I've seen her. I've been around with her, but like, they're not in bucket 3 ready to jump. Right. So they're like over here, more watching us post. This might be some of our neighbors where, we are, you know, we wave at the mailbox driving by, we know their name. We know what we might not know their name if they're neighbors, but like, we know who they are. Okay. Pleasantries, right? Maybe some people that we go to church with here. That's bucket number 2. Okay. This is where we are nurturing these people to get to know them more, for them to be bucket number 3 people.
Okay.
Then we've got bucket number 1. These are people that we are just meeting. These are like new leads.
Okay.
This is like, do you have kids?
I do.
How old?
7 months.
Okay. Baby. Okay.
Baby.
So these are like moms that you sit by at the pediatrician's office that you're like, oh, you have a 7-month-old too? Oh, what was their birthday? Oh, what's their name? Oh, like, How many pounds were they when they were born? Right. These are like new people, new friends, people that we're just meeting, getting to know. This could also be like brand new followers on social media.
Okay.
So when we join a network marketing company and we post, we say, oh, my warm market all dried up. Darn.
Right.
But what we are forgetting is that the 3-bucket system is a living, breathing organism. Okay. And every time, like, I want you to think of it as like a tide pool. Have you ever been to the ocean before, seen tide pools?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want you to think of this bucket system as a tide pool. The ocean, the tide comes in and it nourishes all the plant life. It's like the salt in the ocean water, it's just like breathes life into everything that was just not covered with water just a couple weeks ago when the tide was out, right? Yeah. So the tide comes in, the warm market, and we are just like, get them out of the bucket. Sign them up. We're going wild. We're going crazy. We're on the leaderboard. We're like, woo, look at them going all the way. Platinum, whatever, right? Like we're going all the way.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we're like, wait, the bucket, it's empty. Where's my bucket, right?
Right.
And that's because we need to be nourishing bucket two to get them into bucket three.
Okay.
The warm market is not ever gone.
Okay.
The bucket number two is a feeder for bucket number three.
Okay.
Bucket number one is a feeder for bucket number two.
Okay.
Bucket number three is a feeder for people that enroll or do the business with you or whatever, refer someone to you.
Okay.
So when we look at this, it's so important to understand that the warm market is always coming in with new tides, always.
Okay.
And it doesn't even need to be that we are spending months and months and months of relationship building for this to happen. It doesn't. You can do all that work. All that relationship building work is not necessary. You don't have to spend 8 months in messages with people getting to know them. What you need to become an expert at doing is leveraging social media to build relationships with all of these bucket number two people, attracting these bucket number one people in. And the longer they follow you on social media with the way you post about your life and the way you're able to share with them the things that you think, believe, and feel that you would privately share with a friend. We want to share those things on social media, not that we're sharing our whole lives on social media, not saying that we have to do that. But it's this idea of, see, this is called scaling a business. Scaling a business is creating a system that helps you do more with greater reach. So if we're just going to be making friendships one-on-one, it's going to take us years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But if we have social media there for us to be able to develop a relationship with, how many Facebook friends do you have?
2,000.
How many Instagram friends do you have, followers?
1,600.
Okay. So I want you to start looking at your Facebook and your Instagram as you building the same relationship, the same get to know me with 2,000 people all at once on Facebook by interacting with them as one friend.
Okay.
And Instagram as another friend.
Okay.
But you can post the same thing on both places. So it's them getting to know you as a personal friend in both places.
Okay.
So when you get to know a new friend, what are some things that you share with them about yourself? Like, what do I know you appreciate decor. Mm-hmm. What else do you love?
I love mental health. I love talking about that because that's a big issue and that's something I struggle with. So that's how I relate to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you and I went to lunch and we were going to, cause I love mental health too. And we were going to have a conversation about what we wish people knew about mental health or what our favorite things are to talk about mental health, why it's such an important thing. What would that sound like?
It would sound like something along the lines of, it's frustrating how people have a stigma around mental health and how people are afraid to talk about mental health, things like that.
So in order to develop a relationship with 2,000 people all at the same time, while giving them the same sort of connection that you would have one-on-one at a coffee shop with me, the way we do that is we talk to the group of 2,000 and the group of 1,600 as if they are one person that we are letting in to know us on a very personal level. So it might be a post that says, something like, when I don't sleep, I'm a mess. And that is when I really start feeling like my mental health is on the edge. And I talk to people all the time about this. If you struggle with mental health, you are not alone.
Mm-hmm.
I struggle with mental health anytime I don't sleep. I struggle. And you don't even have to turn this into selling a product, although you may in some situations want to do that, right? Mm-hmm. But we want to have a personal relationship with the group of 2000 as if we are looking at them as one new friend, that we are letting them into our personal thoughts.
Okay.
And it again, it's not necessarily like a level one friend that we tell all of our most personal things, our political views to, although you might choose to, like you get to decide what that looks like. But when I think of friendships, I put my friendships from like level one to level 10. A level one friend, there's like three of those in my life. It's my husband, my sister-in-law, and my best friend from the third grade. Mm-hmm. And I tell them everything. They know how I feel about politics. They know how I feel about the girl down the street. Like, I don't hold back with those three people. They're not, I don't think anything about the girl down the street, you guys. That was just like an example. Okay. that was just an example.
Right.
I love my neighbors down the street. But like, those are my level one friends. Then I have like a level two friend where I know I can almost let my guard down all the way when they're around, but I still am not sure if we agree on politics. So I'm just going to like not be all the way with them.
Right.
Right. And then you've got level three friends where you're like, okay, we're not going to share like the whole kit and caboodle, but we're going to say things that matter and make a difference, but aren't necessarily offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I look at my Facebook and my Instagram. I look at them differently. I look at Instagram as like a level three friend.
Okay.
I look at Facebook as a level two friend.
Right.
So I'm sharing almost all of my personal thoughts, intimate personal thoughts, but I'm not going all the way to level one.
Right.
And then in my DMs, we're like level 7, 8, 9-ish. We're pretty deep, right? Because we don't really know. We're not connection yet. We don't know. Like someone's like, hey, what happened to you 2.5 years ago? It's like, wouldn't you like to know?
Right.
You know, right. Like I don't speak publicly about that, but what I do share is everything I learned from it. And I'm so glad it's helping you. Right. Uh-huh. So notice how there's not that, you're not letting that guard down all the way. Right. But we want to talk to the group as that level two or three friend. I don't know why my brain says Instagram is level three and Facebook is level two. That's just how I feel.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You get to decide for yourself, right? And then TikTok, they're like level five friend. Mm-hmm. I don't even go on there very much.
Agree.
Right. Mm-hmm. But like, I know some people are building their businesses on there, especially those of you in health and wellness, right? So, but like, just want to like, in your mind, I want you to start sorting it out so that you can start talking to that group of people in a scalable way. Because what happens then is a new person follows you on social media. Could be the mom you just sat to at the pediatrician's office. Could be someone that found you because of a reel. Could be someone that you followed, you commented on their stuff, they ended up following you back. Whatever the way it happens, they are in bucket number one. And then because you are posting to Facebook like a level two friendship, really developing that relationship with this group of 2000, that's this one friend that you're trying to make sure they know everything about you. They know what kind of books you read. They know why you love this book. For me, it's historical fiction. They know how you feel. Like I teach them how to eat gluten-free on mine. Right? Like, they know how I feel about, network marketing and coaching and money. I share all these things as if they're a level two friend on Facebook and a level three friend on Instagram. And I look at it as developing a relationship with one person. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, relationships are what we think about other people in our minds. So I think of Facebook, like when I found out yesterday that my thyroid was healed from my blood work, I literally went to Facebook before I called my husband because I was so excited. He was at the dentist. So I knew he couldn't answer. But I still think I probably would have told Facebook before Sean. Yeah. I mean, it was like, I told him right after. I was like, oh, I called him on the phone. I was like, hey, you're going to see it on Facebook. My thyroid's healed. Everything's perfect. And he just laughs. Yeah. He's like, thanks for keeping me informed, babe. Right. It's not like I tell him everything first, but sometimes I get so excited to tell that friend that I have a relationship with on Facebook. I don't think of it as 40,000 people on Facebook. I don't think of it as 75,000 followers on Instagram. I think of it as one friend. I am building a relationship with Facebook. I am building a relationship with Instagram as one friend, one person. I tell them the exciting things about my life. I tell them the things that are upsetting to me about my life. And I share it with them so that they can come along and get to know me better, because some of these people are in the number one bucket. And the more they see me post, the more I bring them in, the more I build that friendship as if we were sitting at a coffee shop having these connections with each other, the more they turn into level two. But it's all happening at different times for every person. Mm-hmm. Like you and I are developing a relationship right now based off of what you're thinking about me as I'm talking to you. I'm developing a relationship with you based off of what you're saying to me as I'm talking to you and coaching you.
Mm-hmm.
We're closer now than we were before this call.
Right.
Right. So that's always happening every time we post on social media.
Okay.
And that means that the number one bucket is always filling. That's really the thing we're trying to just make sure we're doing every day, right? Is get more people in bucket number one, meeting new people, attracting new people, whatever. And I want you to think of it as this constant tide, this ocean that the tide is always coming in and always going out. It's energy. It's always flowing, just like money. Money is not hard. Money is easy. Money comes and goes. It flows. It's never gone or there. It's always just moving, just like the tide of the ocean. The ocean never drains. It's just always there, moving, generating, carrying energy. That's how money is. That's how the buckets are. We're always going in them. So bucket number one, people, that the more that you can bring them in on this friendship, the more they hop into bucket number two. The more the bucket two people hop into bucket number three. The more bucket three people become your customers and your business builders.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't ever run out of a warm market.
Okay.
But what do you think after seeing this?
So I agree. I mean, that makes perfect sense. I feel like there's two roadblocks I have when it comes to that. The first one being, how do I get the new leads? I have joked the past couple of days, I made a reel that had 4,000 views, which was great for me, but I lost two followers. It's like, how does that even, like, that's not actually upsetting me, but you get the point. Like, how do I bring people to my page? And that would be my first roadblock. And my second roadblock would be communicating with them without trying to jump right to it and sound slimy and salesy. Okay. There's my two roadblocks.
I love these questions. Okay. So number one, we want to give value to people right when they come in and have an exposure to us.
Okay.
And the way we give value on social media right now that's working better than anything else is a lead magnet. If you go to my Instagram, it's Emily Gibson and Co.
Okay.
And by the way, you guys, I have a new lead magnet I'm working on right now that I'm so excited about, but I'm not going to tell you what it is yet. But I got the idea today on our coaching mentorship alumni call, and I'm literally freaking out about it. I'm so excited. Okay. But the lead magnet that I have on my page is 6 steps to heal your nervous system. I coach network marketers,
mm-hmm.
right? But I'm just gathering all the people that want to heal their nervous system, that struggle with trauma and abuse. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? There's a lot of network marketers that struggle with that.
I agree. Yeah.
Who knew? Right. Everyone was like, you have to niche your page. I was like, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to talk about, and I ended up niching it, but like not for that purpose, right?
Right.
I was like, I'm called, God called me to talk about trauma and abuse and help people. And that's what I'm going to do. And still to this day, people say, I don't understand why you don't just like gather all the network marketers. I'm like, I don't feel called to do that. They're going to find me if they're meant to find me. Hey, okay? Exactly. I want to instill that belief in you. Mm-hmm. Whatever you feel called to talk about that. Your people are going to find you.
Okay.
Okay. So you need to give them a valuable something that you wish you could teach someone to make their life better. It could be mental health. You could do a PDF. You make it in Canva. I have a whole workshop on this, by the way, inside of Beyond the Rank. It's my lead generation workshop. And then I have a bonus one in there that's like 4 steps to make a lead magnet if you ever want to go deeper into it. With like templates and screenshots of how to do it and all this. Okay. But I'm just going to give you like the Cliff's Notes right here. Okay. So you want to go into Canva and you want to do like, in fact, everybody go follow me on Instagram right now, Emily Gibson and Co. Just go follow and then type heal, H-E-A-L, while you're on the call. Do it right now. Like type heal into any of my reels. And a robot is going to send you a message to your DM and it's going to be like, hi, I saw that you requested the 6 steps to heal your nervous system. Here it is for you. And then you'll click download and you'll have it. And then you can see what my lead magnet is. We've collected 20,000 emails since July with this one thing. Okay.
Can you define, like, what do you mean by lead magnet?
That's what I'm saying. Go and get it. And then I'm going to show you what it looks like right now. I'm going to pull it up for you. But then you can have it so you can look at it. So I'm going to pull it up right now so you guys can see what I'm talking about. Hold on. So a lead magnet is just something that you give someone. Oops, hold on. I'm going to show you a different one. This is another one. I have like 2 of them. Okay. Let me share my screen. Okay. So I have 2. I have one that's 6 steps to heal your nervous system. Then I have this one that is a quiz to find out if you're in an abusive relationship. And it's also a roadmap for how to leave if you are. So it has resources that like tell you how to reunite with your pets if you have to escape in the middle of the day with your kids while your husband's at work. Cause a lot of the people that follow me are in abusive relationships, right? So it just like talks about like, why do narcissists exist? How do you know if you're being abused? There's this quiz here that you can take. And it goes on to the next page. Then you add up all the yeses. And there's like a key here to tell you, like, if you are, this is what it is. Steps for how to leave. Mm-hmm. I always tell people that God will guide your path. This is a big part of me. My belief in God and Christianity is a huge part of what I teach. You don't have to do that if that's not you, but that is unashamedly me. And when I was leaving abuse, he was the first person that I counseled. What do I do? And God just spoke to me and told me everything to do before I even found people with resources for them. I already, like, literally God told me what to do. And then after I had left, I started researching how to leave. And it was every single thing that God told me to do. Mm-hmm. And that is why I'm just such, I put it first. God will guide your path, right? Mm-hmm. God does not want you to be miserable, right? So just make it be you. Make it sound like you. That is authentic and what people gravitate toward more than anything else. Okay. So this lead magnet, notice, I'm giving the lead magnet to people in bucket number 1.
Mm-hmm.
They're brand new. I've set it in my reel. And you'll see when you follow me on all of my reels, it's like comment heal and I'll send you my 6 steps to heal your nervous system. Comment roadmap and I'll send you my quiz to find out if you're in an abusive relationship. Then I have a new one that I'm about to launch that I'm so excited about. It's going to say comment stress if you want my da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? And so then they get this. And what I like to do at the beginning is I like to always have a 1-page introduction of who I am, why you might be interested in this, even though they've already given me their email address. I've already given it to them. But I want to start building rapport with bucket 1 people right here when they open my lead magnet. So it's like, hi, I'm Emily. When I realized I was trapped inside of a narcissistic abusive relationship, I was scared and felt helpless. It made me depressed to where I couldn't eat, feel happy, had night terrors, panic attacks, couldn't sleep, and was in a constant state of anxiety. Automatically, anyone that is feeling that same way, they're already moving from bucket one to bucket two. And I've never even had a conversation with them.
Exactly.
Okay, this is how we scale relationship building. Because so many of you are doing it in your DMs and you're taking 8 months to get to know someone and you're not making sales.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to leverage lead magnets like this and then let people get to know us more in this scalable way so that we can move them from bucket one to two to three without really ever having to have a conversation, although we might. And I love those things. But we want people to move through these buckets while we're sleeping.
Exactly.
While we're taking our kids to the park, while we're on vacation at Disneyland. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then it's like, I had resolved to living this way, trying to behave the way my narcissist wanted me to behave, give up the things they didn't want me to have, be someone I was not. I became a shell of a person. I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning and even had a thriving career with everything going for me. I dreaded it all. Notice again, we're moving from bucket one to two with what I'm sharing. And I'm not giving a lot of personal detail. Notice how I'm not really telling a victim story here. I'm just sharing relatable things in a way that they can personalize it to themselves so that they're reading this going, she's me. She knows me. I know her. She's telling me this in this private place where I can hear about this, right?
Right.
Then I explain why they do what they do. They had some sort of trauma in their childhood and now they need supply. That's what they get from manipulating and abusing you and it's sucking the life out of you. It's not uncommon to have psychological ramifications with this type of abuse, like thyroid or heart issues or hair falling out because your nervous system being in constant state of fight, flight, freeze. Again, they're moving straight to bucket two. God gave me the most quiet, subtle ways for how to leave. Until you remove yourself, you'll be in captivity, right? So it's just the thing. And then it's like, why do they exist? How do you know? Take the quiz. How to leave. Resources for how to family. Literally, it's like what to do with family and friends, what to do with kids, what to do with your housing, what to do for work, what to do for possessions, what to do with your phone, banking. Like it's literally step by step what to do with your pets. Final things, once you are out, what to do? Change all the internet banking passwords, social passwords, PayPal, Venmo. It literally gives them a checklist of what to do. And I even have phone numbers here for them to, phone numbers, like also the RSPCA is a rehoming group for the UK and Australia who will also, I have a lot of people that follow me internationally, right? So I have Red Rover, which is a national nonprofit for people here in the United States. And then there's RSPCA for people in the UK and Australia, right? So there's just, I've done the research for them to find these things for them. And the reason why I make these things is because I can't get on a coaching call with every single person that needs my help.
Yep.
Right? But I want to help everyone I possibly can. And then I kind of give them like a little message here of like, you're going to be okay. You're worth it. Keep going, right? So that is, and so you just make it in Canva. Look, this, I could literally edit this right now in Canva. This is the one that we have, one of the ones we have running right now. This is building my email list right now by thousands of people every single day. Cause I have a reel that's going viral that I talked about where I use this one instead of the other one.
Okay.
So you make it in Canva. Then you turn it into a, like a link. Like a landing page. Google can show you how to do all this. This is something we do for our executive members all the time. Then you can use something called Many Chats, which is my favorite thing ever. It's a robot, super affordable. It's like, I think I pay $25 a month and we literally, it does stuff in for us in the thousands every day. So I don't know if it's like by amount or whatever, but that's how it is. And so then, the robot collects all the email addresses for you and sends it to them on your own. When I made my first lead magnet, I didn't even, I hadn't even made the lead magnet yet. I just was like, I know the six steps I did to heal my nervous system. And so I just like, so I went and did a reel and I was like, your nervous system is a mess. These are the things that are happening to you. Comment heal and I'll send you my 6 steps to heal your nervous system today. And then it blew up and I was doing it manually. I was just sending people it manually. Here's the PDF. Here's the PDF. Here's the PDF. Here's the PDF. So if you want to start there, you can, but people wanted it so much that all of a sudden I couldn't, it was just a mess. So then I got many chats. You guys, it's called many chats, many chats, many chat. Okay. And you hook it up to your Instagram and Facebook, and then you have a keyword that you put that anytime someone says the keyword, the robot sends them the pre-scripted message with the lead magnet linked to it into their DMs. And then they put in their email and it saves it for you. And then I have it automated so that it loads to my Flowdesk and adds them to my email list. And then every week, see right here, this is where we do email in bucket number 2 and number 1 for some of it, right? Some of our new email people. Email is just another social media platform. And if you guys don't know that yet, you're missing out on millions of dollars. Okay. So in Instagram, Facebook, and email, they're all social media platforms. Open rates on email are 86%. Mm. Less than 1% of the people following you on social media see your posts. This is why I'm so obsessed with email. It will make you millions and millions of dollars because people, 99% of people check their email every single day that have an email account. So you get their email and then you do a weekly email every week, getting people to like you, know you, trust you. That's your email friend. You're talking to that one person, right? So you're constantly filling that bucket. You bring them in by doing a reel that offers them something and then say, comment, heal, and I'll send you my 6 steps to heal your nervous system or whatever it is you do, right? Like, and then by them being on your email list, you're moving them from bucket 1 to bucket 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they follow you and get to know you and you open up with about things, and again, you're treating them like a level 2, level 3 friend, right? Then all of a sudden, one day you send an email about your gummies. Guess what? All of a sudden, they're like, wait a minute. I like this girl. Jellies. Sorry. We have sleep gummies. You guys have CBD jellies. Right? So one minute, they're in level 2, but you've really shared about motherhood and religion and things that are important to you on mental health. And then all of a sudden, they actually have become your warm market now because you've built a relationship with them so well through email, social media, all the things that now they are your warm market. Mm-hmm. And see, you're so attached to saying my warm market was gone a long time ago. Bananas. That is not true. This is an ocean that is constantly bringing the tide in and out. It is energy. Your warm market is never gone. Ever. It's just this attention to detail that we need so that we can have the buckets refill and regenerate and feed into. So your question was, how do I get new people? I love reels to get new mm-hmm. people.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing a lead magnet and hooking mm-hmm. it up to many chats.
Okay.
And then I love putting them on my email list where in Flowdesk. Flowdesk is my very, very favorite place to do email. I like it over MailChimp. It's the most affordable one. You can get it for under $30. We actually have a link that I can share with you. Hold on, you guys. Where is it? There's a link where you get 50% off. Hold on. Let me find it. If you use I have like a special link or whatever. Let me just grab it. The reason why I like Flowdesk so much, and I'll show you an example. Oop, that wasn't right. I'll show you an example and I'll drop the link if you want to get email. It's literally less. It's like $30 a month and you can send out 25,000 emails for $30. That doesn't exist. Most, I run a multi seven-figure coaching business, you guys, with Flowdesk still to this day. Okay. So it can really do good things. So I'm going to show you an example. If you were on my email list, what it would look like. Hold on. Let me share my screen again. Okay. So this is my Tuesday email that I send every single week. I talked about how my son got his driver's license, fear versus intuition. I talked about a car crash I had when I was in high school. This is a picture of my car. I was life flighted. I went under a truck and hit a tree, went to Stanford ER. Notice, what am I doing? Moving people from one to two to three, mm-hmm. right? If they're just coming in on the first day, they're like, what is this? Whoa, oh my gosh, right? Treating them like a level two, level three friend. And at the bottom, then I have my podcast, you know, they can hear about that, have a little testimonial, but at the, oh, where is it? Oh, it's not there. This is not what I was trying to show you. Hold on. Let me think. Where could it be? Maybe it's on, this was not a good example. That's a bummer. Hold on. Let me find one for what I'm talking about here. On Flowdesk. At the bottom of the page, you can link it to your Instagram and it will show your three latest posts. So they can literally be on your email and click on it and then follow you on social media if they're not following you there yet, right? So okay. See how it just loops it back in?
Yep.
Lead magnet is a reel and the magnet is the words on the cover or how to action. Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. A lead magnet is literally like what I showed you, that quiz, that PDF. The lead magnet is the thing that captures the email. It's something that you have made that's free that you say, if you give me your email, I'll give you this information totally free. And they grab it and give you the email. That's a lead magnet. And the only thing a lead magnet does is it solves one problem in someone's life. Absolutely free. Mm-hmm. Absolutely free. Okay. Yeah. Okay. My clients that are using email marketing and lead magnets in their business are getting more leads, more business builders, more new clients than any other way. Okay. So let me get you the code for this real quick in case you guys are interested. Hold on. Let me go down to my workshop. Okay. Any questions about that, Kaylee? You said, how do I get new people? Check. We went through mm-hmm. that. And yep. then you said, what was the other thing that you said?
I have a bad mindset problem with being slimy.
So the thing about that, right, is when you're treating people as a level two, level three friend, we don't have to worry about being slimy. There's the code, you guys. I just put the code for Flowdesk. It's 50% off. You can click it and go get it right now. And I'll send the replay to you with that in it if you want it. Okay. So, because to me, where slimy happens is people that are in bucket number one.
Okay.
Right? Because they don't know, like, and trust us yet.
Right.
You will have like 7% of people who will order from you right here. Because okay. that's just, they're an emotional buyer. They don't need to get to know you. They just have an intuition about you. They landed on it. God told them to buy the jellies from you. They did it. That's mm-hmm. not normal. Ashlyn, mm-hmm. hi, it's me. Me too, Ashlyn. Mm-hmm. I'm the same way. I bought a mm-hmm. cabin without seeing it. Mm-hmm. Never saw it. But I have an Airbnb in Memphis. Never went to it before we bought it. The realtor called us and she goes, are y'all going to come out and see it before we close? And I was like, no. She's like, okay, I just want to make sure.
Right.
Yeah. Pinterest told me to do it, says Ashlyn, 100%, mm-hmm. right? So it feels slimy when we have them here. But if we have this machine of our business, right, then we're moving people through the buckets right here. It doesn't feel slimy. They're your warm market. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me what you're going to take from this session.
So what I'm going to take from this session is doing better about moving people from one to two to three. I feel like I have this mindset where I'm like, oh, this person commented back to me. They should want to join my business right now. Like, it's not going to work like that. And mm-hmm. I have to understand that and have to understand to build a relationship to where it's not slimy. My immediate my gut says, hey, message this girl, tell her that this hemp industry is blowing up and she needs to get with it right now. And that's slimy. And
no, you can totally, I think you can totally do it when they're in bucket one. They might just say no until they're in bucket three.
Okay.
So I'm a big believer. If you feel like you're supposed to message someone and you see a need, like if it was like cleaning spray at Target, wouldn't you message her if you weren't getting paid for it? That's authentic. What's inauthentic is holding back, not sending the message because you're worried about what she's going to think. That's arrows turned in. That's us being worried about us. That is not of God. God is arrows out. God is like, feed my sheep, be my shepherd. God says, if you see a need, tell a person. The enemy tells us, cover it up. Don't tell anyone. Cover yourself. Right? So what my belief is that you can message anyone at any point. It doesn't matter what bucket they're in. They're just going to go faster when they're in bucket three. So we can message someone that we just stumble on and we're like, girl, you need this. Hemp is blowing up. You would be so good at this. Let me tell you why. And if she's like, no, I'm good. Thanks. Then you're like, no problem. Oh my gosh. You are so adorable. Like, I would just love to get to know you better. I have like, tell me more about you. Right. And then you just get her in your ecosphere and then she's going to need your mental health freebie lead magnet at some point. And since you're offering it on every single reel, I don't do a reel without a lead magnet attached to it.
Okay.
There's not a reel that I've put out since July that doesn't have it on it. Right. Some of the reels go 2.2 million. Some of them 1.2 million. Some of them 100K. Some of them 30. Some of them seven. Some of them two. Right. But it's like, it's sort of like when I post on Facebook, when I was building my network marketing business, I tagged my husband on every post. Why? Why'd I do that?
More people see it.
I want all his friends to see my posts. His friends think I'm Facebook friends with them. I've been doing it for so long.
Right.
So it's the same thing. We are attaching the lead magnet to everything. And then from there, we know that if we post long enough, if we play the game and the machine of our business long enough, they're going to get in on our email. And once they're in on our email, then every week they're getting a level two friendship in email.
Okay. So tell me again, how am I supposed, you said the email thing was the Flowdesk. That somehow all links together. I'm going to have to do some Googling on that.
Yeah. So you're posting reels on social media and you have this lead magnet that has a link on it.
Okay.
And then that link is hooked to a robot called ManyChats, or you can do it manually if you don't want to hook it up. Okay. I don't know, Jackie. She says, can we do this with a Weber? I don't know what that means. I don't know what that is. I just use ManyChats. Oh, it's another email service. You could. I like Flowdesk better than anything else out there because nothing is as affordable and attractive. They are the most beautiful emails. They have so many templates. And if you're in my member community, I have a whole email marketing workshop where I give you templates and give you words for what to say and how to do it. But I am a Flowdesk lover. Like peanut butter and jelly love each other. That's me and Flowdesk. So much so that like my ad team is like, Emily, it's time for you to get a real, like you need like go high level. And I'm like, no, I'm going to write my weekly emails from Flowdesk. So they use go high level for their stuff. And I just still use Flowdesk because I'm obsessed with it. It just makes everything so easy. It has colors and pictures and templates, and you can put this video in here and this picture in here and link your Instagram here. I just love it. I love it so much. Makes you look like you make millions and millions of dollars every time you send an email. And I always want to make everyone look good. Okay. So what was I saying? And then I'm going to put you back and bring on our next person. What was
I saying? You said lead magnet, link, mini chats.
Okay. So you make your reel, you have your lead magnet that you have, that it's linked. Then when people say the keyword, it many chats is hooked up to your Instagram and Facebook. So it sends out the automated response. Hi, Kaylee Bot here. I saw that you requested my 3 steps to keeping your sanity when the sun is not out, or whatever you decide to do. I just made up, right? And click here to grab it. They grab it, they put their email in, you send it. Then they are automatically added to your Flowdesk email list. And this could happen on Sunday at 2 a.m. in Japan while you're sleeping. And guess what? You have an email going out on Tuesday morning, and now they're going to get it. And they're going to get the one next week where you talk about jellies too. And now they're buying your product, and then they're going to do your business, right? Because you have my 3-step duplication system to blow up your business. Because that's the other thing that I heard you say, is that it's a failure to grow and sustain a team, right? So you need 3-step recruiting system, 3-step duplication system, 4-step follow-up system. It's so easy. It literally will fix these problems in your business.
Wait, this is something you offer? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, this is like my bread and butter. This is what I'm known for.
3-step recruit, 3-step duplication. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what
it literally will turn one customer into 10 in 7 days. And you will be having...
How do I get access to this?
Oh, I'll just drop the link in the chat, you guys. If anybody wants to sign up, you can go do that. Hold on. Let me drop it here.
Okay. And before you move to the next person, I have one more thing.
Okay. One more thing. Go.
Okay. I have a mindset issue with feeling like my team thinks, oh, she's just using us to meet her goals.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the problem?
I feel like... it makes me look bad. Like it makes Why? Them, they're like, oh, she's annoying. She just wants me to do good so she can do good.
Don't you?
Yeah, but I feel like
Why that makes is that them a problem?
Because I feel like that makes them not want to do good because it benefits me. People are like that, you know?
Doesn't it benefit them too?
Yes.
So it's a win-win.
I agree. I don't think that way.
No. You don't agree, because there's this belief here that's like, and that's wrong of me.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay. So the only way I know how to explain it is the last time I did this, I had a girl that I never heard from until the last day of the month. And then I was the only person keeping her from reaching her next goal. And so she reaches out to me on the last day of the month and is like, hey, make sure you get your XYZ. So that she didn't say this, but I knew that it was only so she could promote. There wasn't a whole lot that I got out of it, but it went the other way around.
Do you have an Amazon Prime account?
I do.
Do you know that Jeff Bezos has had goals for his company since you joined? And every single time you put in an order, he's like, she just helped me hit my financial goal.
Right.
Why is it okay for him to do that and not you?
I guess because he owns Amazon.
Why?
Because he owns Amazon, I guess. I don't know.
Own a business?
Yeah.
That is up and coming? And ground floor?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the work to be done for you. Mm-hmm. Because the reason why you feel badly about this is because of the judgment you passed on a girl years ago that was trying to hit a rank. And she didn't even say the words, do this for me. But your brain says, your brain is so, it just believes. Mm-hmm. You know she was doing it only for her gain.
Yeah, I have a really bad brain problem. Really
we
bad.
We all do. There you go being human again. There you go being human again.
Yeah.
Y'all have a brain problem. Yes. That's why everyone needs a coach. That's why I'm such a believer that everyone needs a coach, right? Because we can't read the label of the ketchup bottle from inside the bottle. Okay. So it's the judgment of someone else that you are projecting onto yourself in this moment.
It's when the last time I did this, I had someone say to a new recruit, oh gosh, she got you too.
How did you feel when you heard that?
I felt terrible. I felt like I had this reputation of scamming people or something.
Okay. Do you have a reputation of scamming people?
I mean, I hope not.
No, you said, I feel like I have a reputation of scamming people. Is that true? Are you scamming people?
No, not now, but maybe prior.
How? Explain how you were scamming people before.
Okay, because everybody in this little town that I live in looks at social selling as a scam, period. Whether you're scamming people or not, they think social selling and network marketing is a scam. It's a pyramid scheme.
Who's right? You or them?
Me.
Are you sure?
Are you asking, am I right about how, like, I know it's not a pyramid scheme.
I know
it's not a scam.
See, you're telling me I know it's not a scam. But you're also telling me, but all these people say it's a scam, almost as if you think maybe they could be right.
Yeah, you're right.
So are they right or are they wrong?
They're wrong. They're wrong.
And this is where we move people through the buckets so that they can be business builders, is we make a post and we say, I used to think that social selling was a scam.
Mm-hmm.
I used to think that people only did this to get ahead. In fact, there was a girl once that asked me to place an order that said, can you get this order in? And she didn't say the words, so I can rank up. But I knew she thought it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is a thought error. You're lying to yourself. It's fine.
Yes.
Okay. But what I know now is that that girl, she had goals. That girl was fighting for her family to have financial freedom by helping me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what most people think about network marketers is that we are slimy and scammy and only out for ourselves. But let me tell you what's actually true about network marketers. We put other people's needs before our own. We do so much personal development to have the courage to even reach out to you, to go live on Facebook, to make a fool of ourselves in front of strangers. And we do it because we know that there's something that we have that could make your life better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what's true about social sellers. And I just wanted you to know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a business post. That is getting someone from bucket one to two to three, wherever they are in the journey.
Mm-hmm.
And until you can be clear about that with yourself, you're going to hear these voices in your head of, I have a reputation of being slimy. And I want you to practice talking to your brain more than you listen to it from now on.
For sure.
So when your brain goes, I have a reputation of being slimy, I'd be like, yeah, I used to think that too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're talking back to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know how your mom said, don't talk back to me. Talk back to you.
Right.
Right? It's like, and when your brain's like, well, you know, we don't want anyone, you know, we're not just doing this so that we can profit. Yeah, we are. 1,000%. I'm not working for free. I'm not spending time away from my family to work for free. I want to make money. And getting that girl to order makes me money. So I'm going to help her. Guess what? This is what I love about network marketing and what I despise about affiliate marketing and influencer marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Influencer marketing, only one person wins and it's the influencer. You don't get anything for that. And I love influencers. They're not making nearly as much money as they could make as a network marketer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and don't get me started on the digital marketing stuff. Those of you that are on here that do that, I'm sorry, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but it's not residual. It's not life-changing products.
Mm-hmm.
And your passion is going to be gone in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Network marketing is different. And that is why I love it. If you're passionate about digital marketing and selling other people's digital stuff, go do it. Great. I'm going to cheer you on all the way to all of your success. But I love network marketing because it's based on products that change people's lives, whether it's a financial service, leggings, oils, gummies, jellies, whatever.
Yep.
And when you have that passion, then you are like, boom, don't you want it to? And then we got to change what people think to get them in from one bucket to two to three so that we can do relationship building for 2,000 people all at once on different places, depending on how much they use social media. That's why email plays a big role, because people that are on social media are definitely opening up their email. So if we're treating them as level two and three friends, it's life-changing for our business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when we're like, buy these jellies on email number 5 that they receive from us, or maybe 2, whatever they come in on the sequence. Some of you are going to get really fancy with email. I don't even do this yet, by the way, because I'm just like, whatever, it's fine. Business is booming. We're making multiple 7 figures every year. We'll do it one day. But some of you will get really, really calculated with your email so that when someone joins your list, you put them through a nurture sequence and they get these 8 emails before you add them to your master list. So you're in control of them making sure they go from bucket 1 to 2 to 3. By the time they join your master email list, you've already got them as a warm market because of what you've put in those first 8 emails. I haven't taken the time to do that. You don't need to take the time to do that, but really, really like fancy funnels do that. Okay, what are you going to take from this session?
You just called me out on my stuff. So I got so much to take from this. I got 3 pages.
Big hearts. Big hearts to you.
Yeah. 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 You helped me. You called me on my stuff and I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So much more to do. This is just the beginning.
Who is your life coach? If you don't have one, I would be so honored to be your coach. I've created a virtual program called Beyond the Rank that I want to invite you to join me in. We can address challenges, we can work on goals, and we can do it in so many different ways. We have group coaching, individual private coaching, and hundreds of hours of online courses and content that I'm creating just for you. When you're ready to take what you're learning on the podcast to the 10X level, then come check out Beyond the Rank at emilygibsoncoaching.com.